Thanks for joining the Freddie Coleman Show on ESPN Radio. And for many of you who know, and for some of you who don't know, College Game Day on ESPN, the biggest thing going, especially in the college football season. Tomorrow they're going to be in downtown Fargo, North Dakota, which is the home of North Dakota State. And some people are not happy about College Game Day being there. I know Mike McFeely, the host of the Mike McFeely Show on 790 KFGO in Fargo, North Dakota, is not one of those people. Let's bring him in to talk about College Game Day coming to Fargo. He's here thanks to the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Mike, I know if College Game Day came to my campus, came to my hometown, I would be fascinated and completely happy. Why are some people in Fargo not happy that ESPN's College Game Day is going to be there starting tomorrow?
Well, there's a number of Bison fans, Freddie, who believe that Game Day should have been on campus, or it should have been near the Fargo Dome, or it should have been near the tailgating area where upwards of 10,000 people tailgate before North Dakota State football. Those people, I think, Freddie, are in the minority. They were loud. They made their voice heard. They sent emails. They got a Facebook page going. They did all that stuff, but I think in the end, they're going to be drowned out by, they're talking about upwards of 15,000 people showing up in downtown Fargo tomorrow to see Herb Street, Fowler, Corso, and Desmond Howard. So it's going to be a good day for Fargo and North Dakota State tomorrow.
What do you want people to know about the city of Fargo, North Dakota, that a lot of people may not pay attention to because it is not a big city in this country?
One thing that keeps sticking out to me, Freddie, and I've covered this football team for more than 20 years, is that the passion here for NDSU football, even though we're not a big city, even though North Dakota State is not an FBS team or a major conference team, the passion for Bison football is second to none. NDSU has won two straight FCS national championships. And last year, down in Frisco, Texas, about 10,000 people traveled from Fargo to Frisco, Texas to watch NDSU play Sam Houston State. Earlier this year, when NDSU upset Kansas State down in Manhattan, there were 5,000 people from Fargo that drove down I-29 to go to Manhattan, Kansas to watch NDSU. It's not the biggest school around. We're not the biggest town around, but the passion for Bison football is as good as it is in Tuscaloosa or College Station.
They're a two-time national champion, North Dakota State University. For all the great things you mentioned about winning a national championship, also beating Kansas State earlier this year, the head coach, Craig Bohl, played at Nebraska. He has brought that toughness to this football team. What has it been like being in this city, knowing that this football team has really been able to gain a foothold and capture the consciousness that nobody saw coming not too long ago?
Well, let me be honest, is that back when North Dakota State was a Division II team and they were talking about going Division I, Freddie, I wrote a column for the Fargo Forum at that time. I was passionate that this team should not go Division I. I didn't think that NDSU and Fargo could compete at the Division I level, whether it be in football or basketball or soccer or anything else. I covered NDSU football when they lost to Augustana, a tiny Division II school in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They got manhandled 31-14 at the Fargo Dome. And by the end of that game, there were probably 2,000 people left in the Fargo Dome. People were losing interest. People didn't care anymore. Once NDSU went Division I, everything picked up. The Bison beat Minnesota down in Minneapolis. They had a group of athletes that really brought them through the transition well. And now, as everybody seems to know around the country, NDSU has beat 7 FBS teams and only have lost 3 times. And, of course, that was capped off by Kansas State. This has been an unbelievable thing for me to see as somebody who's been in Fargo media for 20 years.
Great stuff from Mike McFeely. He hosts his own show on 790 KFGO in Fargo, North Dakota, 2 to 5 p.m. each day. He joins me on the Freddie Coleman Show on ESPN Radio. Tom Rinaldi is a really nice guy, one of the best reporters we have at ESPN, Mike. And today he made it a point to let people know it's not the Bison of North Dakota State, it's the Bison of North Dakota State. How did he avoid a beatdown based on the fact that he got it right? He wants to make sure that everybody knows that he got it right.
He spoke to the Fargo media today. We had a chance to chat with some of the guys from ESPN. And he quickly corrected himself and let it be known to the Fargo and the North Dakota public that it is a Z, the way we pronounce it. And maybe we are in the minority in the Fargo area, but it is the Bison with the Z, not the Bison with an S. And I hope that Chris Fowler and Tom Rinaldi and Kirk Herbstreit and the gang realize that it's going to be a Z. And I predict tomorrow on College Game Day, some of the signs you're going to see in the background behind the guys on the set are going to say it's a Z United States. We say bison, not bison.
How will people in the great city of Fargo, how will players who play for North Dakota State and the Bison, how will everybody be able to sleep tonight with all this pomp and circumstance happening in their area, excuse me, Mike, because nobody thought in a million years that college game they would ever find their way to Fargo, North Dakota.
I'm going to make another prediction that there are going to be people who do not sleep tonight in Fargo. This is a big deal. This is a big deal for Fargo. This is a big deal for North Dakota. It's a big deal for Fargo's sister city, Moorhead, across the Red River from Fargo. The Fargo Police Department has already told people you cannot camp out in downtown Fargo tonight to get a good seat for college game day. We will be kicking people out of Fargo after the bars close at 2 o'clock. We're going to make sure that there's nobody sleeping on sidewalks or sleeping on park benches or anything else to get a good seat. But I have a feeling, especially for the NDSU students, there might not be sleeping tonight. And I know that my wife, who is a huge NDSU Bison fan, she's going to be getting up at about 4:30 tomorrow morning Central Time and heading on down to downtown Fargo, hopefully getting down there about 5 o'clock to get a good seat for college game day. So of the 15,000 people that might be in downtown Fargo tomorrow, I'm guessing probably half are not going to get more than about 3 hours of sleep. This is a big deal for us.
And it's going to be a fantastic deal, not just for Fargo, North Dakota, and North Dakota State University, but for college game day on ESPN. They'll be there, part of their broadcast, getting everybody ready for college football. Great stuff on letting us know exactly about North Dakota State, the city of Fargo, North Dakota, and that the fact that it is the Bison, not the Bison, from Mike McFeely,
who has his own. It's a Z.
Z,
people. Yeah. Bison.
It may be spelled B-I-S-O-N, but it's pronounced B-I-Z-O-N. Great stuff from Mike McFeely, who has his own show every day from 2 to 5 in Fargo, North Dakota on 790 KFGO, joining me in the Freddie Coleman Show on ESPN Radio. Hey, Mike, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much, and enjoy college game day tomorrow in Fargo, North Dakota.
My pleasure, Freddie. Thank you.